From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Farrah Hutkins. On Tuesday, Florida voters passed Amendment 4, which restores voting rights to more than a million Floridians who have been convicted of felonies. Voters also elected a new governor and a new attorney general who ran against this. Now the question becomes, will state leaders enact the amendment as it was written? WLRN's Danny Rivero checked in with Howard Simon, the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida.
First of all, the passage of Amendment 4 was a major win for the ACLU and other civil rights groups. What's the significance of that victory?
Well, first, I want to say that this was such a broad coalition of organizations. Many have worked their hearts out. I've worked on this issue for 18 years, since the notorious election in Florida between George Bush and Al Gore, and the felon purge list that played such a role in the outcome of that election. But as to the significance of this, wow, I think this is the largest extension of the right to vote in America since the 1920 extension of the right to vote to women and the constitutional amendment that extended the right to vote to people who are 18 years old.
In the past, the state of Florida hasn't always followed the spirit of ballot measures that are passed by Florida voters when it comes to how they're implemented. I'm thinking specifically of Amendment 1 that was passed in 2014, which had to do with setting aside funds for Everglades restoration, but the state didn't necessarily faithfully execute that. Is there a chance something like that might happen with voting rights restoration?
Well, you know, I'm not naive. It's something that could happen, but there are a couple of things I want to say about this. First of all, look, our legislature has been hostile to the elimination of the Civil War era Jim Crow system of lifetime felon disfranchisement. I'm not overlooking that. I'm not naive. I hit that brick wall many times. Our newly elected governor said he was not a fan of Amendment 4. The other thing is that the language that we wrote, I was on a committee of three people that worked for a year and a half on crafting this language. And this language is as clear as it could be and is self-executing. It says that voting rights shall be restored. I don't know what is unclear about that, what could be unclear about that. If voting rights shall be restored upon completion of all the terms of a sentence. This was written in a way intentionally. We worked a year and a half on this language intentionally to say that there is no role for politicians. People in the legislature, people in the governor's office, people in the Secretary of State's office, there's no role for politicians in to decide who gets to vote in Florida and who doesn't get to vote in Florida. You have automatically had your right to vote restored upon completion of all the terms of a sentence.
The amendment that voters passed relates specifically to the right to vote. What about the other rights that someone loses when they're convicted of a felony, like the right to own a gun or run for political office or participate in a jury?
In Florida, you lose your civil rights upon conviction of a felony. But Amendment 4, as we helped write it, craft it, and get it passed, only applies to the right to vote. Other elements of your civil rights will have to wait for some other major reform. But, you know, change in America is incremental. And this was an incremental change, although it was a big change. Your right to vote is the most fundamental right that you have as an American citizen. So Amendment 4 only applied to the right to vote.
What are the next steps that you'll be taking trying to make sure that this is implemented? Is there like a contingency plan and if the state tries to block this effort in some kind of a way?
Well, we think that on January 8th, when the constitutional amendment goes into effect, people can go to their supervisor of election. They'll need proof of who they are, but they just by affirming that their right to vote has been restored, they should be able to register to vote. I'm going to presume the best of intentions, but if the legislature tries to erect barriers, if the Secretary of State tries to erect barriers, this language of Amendment 4 is so clear, it will be great ammunition to try to prevent the legislature from erecting barriers.
That was WLRN's Danny Rivero speaking with Howard Simon, the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida. This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.